22-year-old Newport resident Mandy D is confident. If you couldn't see that in her bright turquoise and fuchsia feathered earrings, you could hear it in her words.
Something that I say is my name is Mandy, not bipolar.
Mandy is one of the lead plaintiffs in this lawsuit. She describes herself as an award-winning poet, an animal lover, and one day would like to work in a veterinarian's office. But with her diagnosis, bipolar disorder, she knows it's not so easy to get there.
When I'm having an issue, sometimes I'm either suicidal or I just want to hurt myself.
Mandy's mom, Louise, says there are times when she can see the storm blowing in on her daughter's face, and there's nothing that Louise can do.
If she comes upstairs and doesn't want to be touched, you know, backs away, doesn't talk, you can tell that she's slipping away. And I know that I'm going to end up with her in the emergency room in order to keep her safe.
In Mandy's brief life, she's been in and out of New Hampshire Hospital 20 times.
Certainly, Mandy is somebody who could live a much more full and meaningful life if certain supports were available to her.
Lawyer Amy Messer is with the New Hampshire Disabilities Rights Center, one of the groups suing the state. At its essence, Messer says the lawsuit is trying to force the state to provide services that people with mental illness need.
The vast majority of people with mental illness, the vast, vast majority of people with mental illness can live independently. They may need some level of support. Sometimes that need is higher and sometimes it's lower.
Messer says the problem with New Hampshire's system is that there aren't day-to-day supports for people. The aid to make sure someone gets to work, the group home, the trained mental health worker to calm someone in a crisis. Instead, the system is more like all or nothing. Either there are no services or a person finds themselves with the most extreme services, admission to the state's psychiatric hospital.
But most people do not need this highly intensive and very expensive hospitalization.
The Disabilities Rights Center has been in negotiations with state officials over just what these community services should look like, but the two sides obviously can't agree. Ann Edwards at the Attorney General's office says the state's prepared to defend itself.
The state believes that it is providing adequate services for the individuals in our state who need mental illness services.
Edwards says the state will respond to the lawsuit within 30 days. Asked about how she feels being a lead plaintiff in this case, Mandy said if she'd write a poem about it, it would be positive and hopeful. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.